I'm Vivian Goodman, WKSU News, with this week's Quick Bite. In these last 2 weeks before Christmas, home cooks are racking their brains and rifling through recipe boxes, trying to recall just how Grandma worked her magic for those traditional holiday treats. Every ethnicity has its favorites, and Italians are especially fond of cookies. In today's Quick Bite, we visit an Italian grocery in Highland Heights and a Bath Township home kitchen to nibble a few.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you.
Toni Oletta knows what her customers want at Christmas time.
The name of our store is De Stefano's Authentic Italian Foods, and we've been here almost 44 years now.
Every year at this time, the ovens at De Stefano's hardly get a chance to cool down with all the cookies they have to bake.
Like our Italian biscottinis, cannoli cookies, macaroons, and cannolis, big. Cannolis are probably the number one seller.
So many to choose from, and Emma's only three. Toni Oletta says when older customers find the bakery case at the back of the store, they get nostalgic.
People come back here and always say, oh, this reminds me of my grandmother when she used to make these kind of cookies. And that's what I like about this time of the year, because all that authentic stuff comes back. Things that you only get once a year, you know, and they're good.
In the kitchen of her Bath Township home, it's a hard grind for Dolly Quattrocchi to make her favorite Italian Christmas cookies, but it's a labor of love.
There's something about these cookies that evokes our childhood.
So she slaps a grinding wheel onto her trusty 1974 KitchenAid mixer and lets it wail away on three boxes of raisins, half a pound of citrons.
A citrus fruit, thick-skinned, it's candied. And you can find it in the produce section of the grocery store, especially at the holidays.
The dried fruit goes into the grinder along with a pound of fresh figs and a pound and a half of nuts.
A mixture of toasted hazelnuts, walnuts, and almonds.
After retiring from the University of Akron and caring for her ailing parents, Dolly's glad to finally have time to bake.
One of the things I wanted to do is bring back all of the recipes that we loved when we were growing up. In particular, the horseshoe cookies, a recipe from my grandma Quattrocchi.
Horseshoe cookies are a Sicilian specialty.
The Italian name is cucidati. It means little bracelets.
Now that the filling is well ground, she has to warm the mixture for about 20 minutes on the stovetop. She stirs constantly with both hands to get the gloppy concoction to the right consistency.
And I think this is where I need to add a little water.
Dolly's next concern is the wrapping for the filling.
So this is the dough, two packs.
And you're just taking that out of the fridge now.
Right. But I made this morning.
She had to use a hand mixer for the dough. 12 cups of flour, 3.5 cups of sugar, 4 eggs, and a pound of lard were just too much for the KitchenAid. Once the dough is thin enough, she grabs a drinking glass for a cookie cutter.
And then I'll just make some circles.
She gets out a teaspoon to dab some nutty, figgy filling on each dough circle.
About a 1-inch strip goes across the top.
And now you're just rolling it up.
Mm-hmm. Into a crescent shape, put the fold on the bottom, seal the ends. There's the horseshoe. Okay. Let's see how these will cook up.
While they bake for 10 minutes at 350 degrees, Dolly whisks milk into confectioner sugar for a loose icing. That'll let the sugar sprinkles adhere to her horseshoes.
I can't wait till you try these.
I can't wait either.
Neither can Dolly's husband, who, like her, grew up in West Akron.
I met Harvey in first grade at Rankin School.
He's Jewish, but Harvey Gold, the self-described geezer hipster rock musician of Tin Huey and Half Cleveland, can't wait for Christmas.
I embrace it. I love Christmas. I love the lights. I love the smells. I love the music. I love all the cookies Dolly makes.
And that's a lot.
A bazillion. I've never counted them because usually as soon as they come out of the oven, they start disappearing.
She made sure her sister Tina in Florida got some.
When she received the box, she called me and said, I got the box. I can't believe it. I started crying. I tasted the first one. It's perfect, just like Aunt Helen's.
Making the cookies gives Dolly Quattrocchi a sense of accomplishment. She says baking them also helps her and her two sisters cope with a sense of loss this holiday season.
Aunt Helen, who took over for Grandma making these cookies, we lost her 2 years ago, having lost Dad a little over a year ago. It keeps us connected to our roots.
And that's this week's Quick Bite. Buon Natale. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.